Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashim. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-3501-0051-7826.
7826. I'm sorry, can you repeat that entire thing to me? My computer just did not type that out.
That's 2511.
Right.
3501.
Mm-hmm.
0051-7826.
7826. All right, let's see what we got here. All righty, and are you calling from Ernest G. Bench Painting?
Yes, that's me.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. This is Ernest. Excellent. And I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of information I have on here. You can let me know if you have any questions. Are you guys still at 5241 South 41st West Avenue, Tulsa?
Yes.
All right. 74107?
Yes.
Excellent. And what's the best phone number in case we get disconnected here?
918-691-3094.
3094, excellent. And what's a good email address for you?
It's Benj Painting.
Benj Painting.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Nice and simple, huh?
Yep.
Very nice. And what's the structure of your business? Are you guys like an LLC, an S-Corp, C-Corp?
No, we're S-Corp.
S-Corp. Very nice. Great. Okay. So, I mean, we've got a lot of different programs, really, just depending on what your situation is. Why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for so I can point you in the right direction here?
Well, we've had kind of a slow year.
Right.
And I've used up most of all my working capital.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of working from month to month. We've got work coming in and things are starting to shape up a lot better. And so,
good.
I mean, but I need to catch up on some things. And I just, that's kind of what I was hoping to do and see what my possibilities would be.
Okay, excellent. Why don't you tell me, you know, how much are you looking for here?
Well, depending on how we got to pay this back,
mm-hmm.
I would like to look at maybe somewhere in the 75 to 100,000.
Okay, 75 to 100, and then what would we be using all this for? What are we using the capital for?
Well, I'm going to use it for the work that I got coming in to help me catch up on some bills that I've gotten behind on, and I want to get rid of them.
Okay.
And so that, and I got a few taxes I need to get paid.
Excellent. Okay. And what kind of return are you expecting to see on this investment? If you were to get this 75 to 100 and, you know, take care of some of the work you have coming in, catch up on the bills and taxes, are you guys going to see some sort of increase in sales or...
Oh, yeah, we'll see a tremendous amount of sales already.
Great.
And it'll be more.
Good, good. What kind of increase are you looking at?
You know, I'm looking at probably $300,000-$400,000 increase, maybe more.
$300,000-$400,000? And is this, I assume, is for the year, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when would you be looking to do this by, just kind of as soon as possible here?
Well, probably, yeah. I just, you know, when you start borrowing money, you like to know all the odds and ends on it.
Absolutely.
And what it's going to cost me to pay you back and how you want me to pay you back, because I don't want to put myself in a bind.
No, of course not. It has to fit for the business in order for you to take
it. Yeah.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say that you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle maybe?
I'm going to say my credit is probably somewhere around 650. somewhere like that. That's basically where I'll be at. My credit's good. It's just, it's slow.
Okay.
I'm not being able to pay as on time as I would like to.
Right. Okay. And that's due to the fact that business has been a little bit slow this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Why don't you tell me about sales? How were sales for you last year?
They were a little slow last year, but we managed to stumble through it.
Okay.
This year has been a little bit slow, but I just signed on a new contract with that's statewide with Oklahoma Natural Gas Company in the Oklahoma area.
Uh-huh.
And I take care of all of their stuff now. When they need concrete work, when they need remodeling, when they just about anything, they have to go through me before they can get out in the streets.
Oh, okay.
I'm a member of an organization that's kind of a police, as you will, on the utility companies. Okay. And Oklahoma Natural is, of course, a utility company, and they rely on this company to watch us, make sure our insurance is all up and in place and on time and all that stuff. And
very nice.
they put, so, I mean, I've been with them 5 years. I lost it because a guy come in and bid cheaper than me, but they didn't like him, so they done with him, and now I'm back in. And it's very, very good for me when I was fully involved.
Wow. Good for you.
I have money coming in constantly when I'm working for them.
Good, good, okay. I'm glad to see that.
And I can't really predict or know how much that's going to be. I mean, we got reestablished with them as of November the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, we were awarded somewhere close to $75,000, $80,000 worth of work just right then.
Wow, okay.
And we got more coming, and they're telling me after the first of the year they've got a whole lot of stuff they got to get done. So I just got to get geared up and ready for what's coming, and I know it's coming.
Great. Great. Okay, good. So you just got the contract done on November 1st, you said?
Yeah, I got reestablished as the contractor for as of November 1st.
Okay, gotcha. And
what I do is when I invoice them, they pay me direct to my bank. It's automatic deposit.
Okay. And how fast does it, how long does it take them to pay you?
Well, if I give them a 1% discount, they'll pay me in 20 days.
Okay.
which I'm on right now, but as soon as I get set up and getting money to coming in, I'm going to go back to the 30 days because that way it don't cost me anything. And
right.
And I get a 12% markup on everything I do for them.
Excellent. Okay. So for sales for you last year, you said it's a little bit slow this year and last year. What were sales last year?
You know, I can't tell you. I'm going to say probably somewhere around 700,000, and that's totally a guess.
Okay. Fair
enough. I could get more specific if we decide to go forward this. I can get more specific for the current year now and last year as well.
Of course, okay. Do you know what you guys are on track for this year?
No, I don't.
Sort of ballpark?
I'm gonna say maybe, well, let's see. We're almost at the end of the year. I'm going to say somewhere around 700,000.
Okay, so about the same as last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I say, that's a total ballpark.
Right. Fair enough, okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
Well, let's see. I've been in business for myself since 1978. I've been incorporated. I'm trying to remember when I did that. It's been about 12, 15 years maybe.
12, 15 years. Okay, nice. So you guys are pretty well established over there, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been here for a long time. Got my own building, and I've got it set up on a small business loan. And
good.
I've never missed a payment on it. It's always on time.
Very nice.
It's the other things I'm slow about getting paid, like materials and things like that.
Right. Okay, good. I mean, I'm glad you guys are pretty well established. How'd you get into the business here? How'd you get into this industry?
Well, my dad was actually a painting contractor when I was growing up, but I've always been into that business, and I just kind of I've always had a good job working for other contractors, but it always seemed like I didn't want my wife to work, so I'd work extra hours so she didn't have to work. She'd stay at home with the kids and do her job.
Right. Very nice. And so you just decided to branch off and go do your own thing, huh?
Well, kind of forced into it. I get a good contract and I work it. Pretty soon I had so much I had to stop working for the other guy and do my stuff. So.
Wow. Good for you. So it just kind of boomed all over.
Yeah, and I've been doing that since 1978.
Wow. Good for you. Still going strong. Are you the 100% owner of the business?
My wife and I have shown as the president, vice president, and I think it shows us 50-50.
Okay.
So it's she and I.
Excellent. It's you and your wife.
Same as you might say.
Great. And have you kind of already started taking a look into some financing?
I looked at some here a while back. I checked with my house. I built my own house, and I've got quite a bit of equity, and I'm a veteran, and so
right.
I had the veteran looking at refinancing my house, and so I could collect the equity out of it, which was about $90,000, $95,000, and so I was just going to use that to get things back online, but they said, because of the two down years I had, they didn't feel like that I could accommodate the payment. I've been doing it for, I forget, seem me like 6 or 7 years we've been making the payment.
Typical typical bank for you.
Yeah, I know it.
Typical bank for
I mean,
you.
We've not missed a payment on that either, and you know.
And then one thing.
We're moving along.
Yep.
It just makes it easier if you can get caught up once and then you can start back up again.
Yep. But the banks don't quite understand where we're coming from here.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Okay, so we haven't really taken a look into some like actual financing?
No.
Okay, good. And do you have any current loans out on the business right now?
I have a small business loan on the building and everything. It was originally, I believe it was $218,000, and we paid it down. I think it's down to, it might be just under $200,000 now.
That's what the balance is right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. And what kind of payments are you making on it?
I'm going to guess, I think they're $1,800 a month, and we have them do an automatic withdrawal on account.
Okay.
And the bank where we borrowed the money, we have them taking it out of that, and I have another bank account where I've always been, and we feed that account as it's needed to, for them to take it out without. That way, you're not going to be late.
Oh, right, right. Okay, makes sense. And is that the only loan that you have out on the business right now?
Let me think. I believe that's all I've got on the business right now. There may be something that's in the back of my mind. I can't get it up, but I don't know of any other thing. No, that's it. I don't have any other loans.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
I have my commercial insurance. I have to pay that every month.
Right.
But
that's not in the loan category. So just that small business loan is all you have on the business right now?
To my knowledge, that's all I've got.
Okay, great.
I don't want you to call me back and say, Glenn, here's a loan. I, you know, because I'm an
I
honest
found a
person.
Loan.
And I'm not trying, yeah, I don't want to mislead you or try to do something to get something that I want to do it right.
No, I completely understand. Because we're actually a relationship-based bank, so my job is to actually work with you every step of the way and get you to where you're looking to go. We're not supposed to, just throw a loan at you and just leave you there. We're actually going to give you multiple options because we know there isn't just one set loan that's going to work for the business, you know? So what I can do for you, I mean, what it definitely sounds like is our working capital program. You said you were looking for $75,000 to $100,000 in order to take care of some of the work that's going to be coming up for you and catch up on your bills and some of the taxes that you owe and materials. We talked about a return on investment for you of anywhere between $300,000 and $400,000 on the year. We're going to try and do this as soon as possible for you because it looks like you could use the cash. Credit, we said, was somewhere in the middle. Sales for you last year, about the same as the sales this year, around $700,000. We said time in business has been about 12 to 15 years, right?
I've been incorporated that long.
Incorporated, but overall it's been since 1978.
No, it's 1978 when I first started.
Right, okay. And you said you and your wife are the two owners of the business.
Yes.
Haven't really inquired about any financing, which is good. The only loan that you have out is that small business loan that you initially took out for $218,000, and you have just under $200,000 on it, and we're making monthly payments of $1,800. So based on that, it's definitely the working capital program. Have you ever done working capital before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so typically for that, we're able to do about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So you're what you're telling me for sales pretty much fits perfectly into what you're looking for. So it definitely would be something that we can take a look at as an option for you. So the only thing that we take a look at here is the most recent tax return for the business, as well as 6 months of your most recent bank statements.
That wouldn't be hard to do.
Yeah, so if you can get those documents to me. And do you guys take credit cards?
Yes, I do. But what I do is when I'm not using it, I call the bank and they put it on hold until I need to use it, and then they activate it for me.
Gotcha. So is credit cards, I assume it's less than 20% of your total sales?
I don't know if I understand that.
Like for credit card sales that you guys end up taking, would you say that it's just a small amount, or would you say a lot of customers pay with credit?
Oh, no, it's a very small amount.
Okay. So.
I have two customers that pay by I have three customers actually that pay by electronic deposit.
Right.
The others I have pay by check, and there's only maybe two or three of them. So I don't hardly ever have to take a credit card.
Oh, okay, great. So I'm not even going to require merchant statements from you. So that makes it even easier for you.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I really need from you is the most recent tax return and the 6 months of bank statements. Along with that, I'm also going to shoot over an application to you. Right now after this call to the email that you provided to me. The application just consists of, the name of the business and the ownership and all that good stuff. If you both can be on there or, have maybe two separate apps. Actually, you can both be on the same app since I assume she lives with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
we're still together. 55 years.
55 years and going strong. Good for you. I love hearing that.
It's still there. Yeah.
Good for you.
It can work.
Yeah, it's possible. You need to tell all those other people out there.
They won't listen.
I bet they won't. I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you. In the email, I'll go ahead and throw on the required documents as well, so you don't have to write them down or anything right now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. When do you think that you would be able to send those in to me? I'm going to be in here in the office for the next 2.5 hours. If you're able to get it to me, I can fill it out and have it submitted for you today. And we'd be able to probably get you something tomorrow, or at least give you some sort of options tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, it'll probably be tomorrow before I can get you that stuff. I'm out of the office now. I do a lot of driving, and I'm out of, I cover the whole state of Oklahoma.
Right.
And so, and I'm looking into stuff in Kansas. So
very nice.
I'll be in the morning, and I'll get my secretary, and we'll get all the documentations that you need and everything. Right. And I can get it to you tomorrow. And you know, if it's sometime next week or the week after, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
We're
okay.
We're not broke yet, but we're skirting the bucket, so.
Good. Okay, I'm glad. Yeah, I know. I definitely want to get you something on the table, especially if you have some upcoming work with those contracts that you just got.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to have a bunch of work. They've already told me about a bunch of it. I couldn't tell you how much it's going to be, but I mean, I've got one roof bid out here that's $700,000. So if that drops in there, well, that's already going to be a big plus. But
oh yeah,
I don't look for that, but it's there and available. So I'm putting stuff already together for next year. So I'm saying that's the first of the year they got all their new money in place and they're going to start spending.
Very nice. Perfect then.
Yep.
Sounds like you got a game plan. So what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and shoot. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
You just go ahead and send me the email and tell me what you need. And my secretary, her name is Irma here in the office. Mm-hmm. And you can ask her any questions you want to, and I'm okay with her giving the answers because
okay.
She's been with me. She's a super lady. I thank the world of her.
Excellent. Okay. And you said her name was Irma?
Irma.
Okay.
Brumley.
Irma. Got it. Perfect. So I will go ahead and...
Do you have this office phone?
Is it the 446-4313?
That's the office, yes.
Perfect. So I will go ahead and label that as the office phone, and that's where I can get a hold of Irma. And,
yes.
And I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you right now after the phone call of what, you know, documents are required, and I will follow up with you tomorrow. How's that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
All righty, Ernest. You take care.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, not a problem. Take care. Have a good one.